Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, when I was preparing a talk one day for some youth missionaries on the sacrament of confession, I had one of my favourite discoveries in all my studies when I was unpacking the parable of the prodigal son for them. Now, I imagine most of you know what is the most famous parable in all the scriptures in Luke 15, where the repentant son returns to the merciful father. And there are many reflections and books on this parable, so I want to just focus on one image, and that is when the son returned home seeking forgiveness, and the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring out the best robe and put it on him." Now, what is the significance of the best robe and being clothed in it? Well, the text I read is not the clearest, for in the Greek text it says the first robe. Now, Joseph Ratzinger, as a theologian before he was Pope Benedict, said that this is how the fathers read and understood it. Now, for them, the first robe is the robe in which Adam was created and which he had lost after he had grasped likeness to God. In other words, there had been a long-standing tradition, both in Judaism and Christianity, that Adam and Eve were actually clothed in what was called the garments of glory. That is, they were originally clothed in the glory of God. And when they fell, they lost those garments, and it was then where they realized their nakedness. They lost something, their first robe. So in the parable, we see that through the mercy of God the Father, we receive the first robe again. This image of putting on clothing is found all throughout the New Testament. Now, Paul himself says numerous times to put on Christ, to put on immortality. And in 2 Corinthians, he says, "Put on our heavenly dwelling, so that by putting it on, we may not be found naked." Now, what happens in every baptism? You put on a new white garment. That through the cleansing waters of baptism, you put on a new creation. Furthermore, the reason why it was my favorite discovery is because in the Greek text, I realized that the word robe is stole. So the text literally says the first stole. And that is why the customary prayer that priests pray, when they put on a stole, they say these words, "Lord, restore the stole of immortality, which I lost through the actions of our first parents. And although I am unworthy to approach your sacred mysteries, may I gain eternal joy." In Christ's death and resurrection, we are gifted with the new robe. So let this image be a reminder this Lent of our dignity and beauty that comes from the loving mercy of God. Let us pray. O God, who grant us by glorious heavenly remedies while still on earth to be partakers of the things of heaven, guide us, we pray, through this present life and bring us to that light in which you dwell. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.